Welcome to the Fabric Podcast. These messages are intended to spark your own reflections and conversations all week and beyond. That's why you can find it anytime along with other resources and ways to keep the conversation going at fabricmpls.com/scraps.
Just one more thought. First of all, I hope that whatever you came expecting, that you found something that surprised you, something maybe that opens up a possibility you didn't know existed before. But there's one more little detail from this Easter story that I'd like to share with you. And that is, well, you know, there's several variations of the Easter story as it's told in the Bible. But they have a couple of things in common. And one of them is when they discovered that Jesus wasn't in that tomb on that Easter morning, in all the variations, they're told this same thing. They say, go to Galilee, there you will meet him. Go to Galilee, there you will meet him. Now, my mind says, why Galilee? I mean, Galilee is a long ways away, and it's like nowhere. It's like the countryside. There's no important villages, no important towns. It's just way out there. Why Galilee? Why not meet me back at the temple? Or come here tell everyone to come here to the graveyard and meet me here. Or why wasn't it, let's go to Golgotha, where Jesus was crucified. Go there. Or at the Garden of Gethsemane, where he spent the night before he was killed praying with his disciples. Or better yet, go to that room where you shared Passover with him. Meet him there. No, let's go to Galilee. Meet him there. Now, one of the things we do, and this is why it's kind of helpful to get to know this book well enough that you don't just read the words, but you see the stuff between the lines, because that's where all the story is. And when we don't, we ask these unhelpful questions. The unhelpful question we come to Easter with is, do you believe that Jesus rose from the dead or not? Now, a perfectly fair question, I suppose, but it's not the helpful question. I mean, that's the question we use to divide each other. It's the one that says, well, I'm a real Christian. I believe Jesus rose from the dead, and those people aren't. Or we use it to differentiate ourselves. That's what Christians believe, and Hindus, Muslims, Buddhists, non-believers, atheists, agnostics, whoever, they don't believe that sort of stuff. Now, when you ask an unhelpful question, you always get an unhelpful answer. So if that question, did Jesus really rise from the dead or not, isn't the best question, what is a better question? And I think the better question is the one that comes out of that simple line that everybody was greeted with when they found the tomb was empty. Go to Galilee, there you will meet him. I mean, the better question is, where are you going to meet Jesus? Now, I'm not talking about the historical Jesus who's going to appear before you in shining lights. I'm talking about this hope, this possibility of living room, this place that God says, I want always have space for you to be the person that you can really be. Where are you going to meet that? It's in Galilee. So what was Galilee, right? Galilee was the place where Jesus did all the work. That's where he met people. That's where he walked from village to village, meeting people, hearing their worries, their joys, being a part of the celebrations. It's where he touched people's lives and gave them a new inspiration and let them know that there is always one more possibility. That's where the work happened. Go to Galilee. You will meet him there. Now, in a couple of minutes, this gathering is going to end, and you're going to all go out those doors, and you're going to go to your Galilee. It may look like brunch with your family and friends. It may be going home and doing some chores and talking to the person across, your neighbor across the fence from you. It might be putting your kids to bed tonight. It might be having some of those real conversations with someone who's close to you about something that you really have a lot of joy, a lot of hope in, or some real pain and some real conflict over. Those are your Galilees. It might be Monday morning when you go to school or you go to work, and you've got this potential to help some other people know that there's room for them to live, that they matter, that there's always one more possibility for them too. I mean, I think that's what it can be about. Go to Galilee. There you will meet him. So I hope we can all have that vision. I hope we can understand, kind of like Romper is trying to tell us, that, we don't have it all figured out yet. It isn't done yet. There's always something more. And Romper gave us a couple examples of that, which I think were helpful. But, there's another one that we have as well. And I find this when I go outside and I look up at the night sky. I don't know, especially I'm on Lake Superior up in the Boundary Waters where it's really, really dark. And I look up and I see not just a star, but I see a sky full of stars. lets me know that there isn't just one more possibility. There's always another possibility and another and another, and I can't count them all, and I'll never be able to count them all, and they're all just waiting for us to be part of them.
Take this conversation and keep it going. If we are adding value to your life, we appreciate your support of this work so we can engage more people in these conversations that matter for their real lives too. You can do that at fabricmpls.com/give. We'd also love to have you join us any Sunday morning at 10:30 at Field Community School in Minneapolis. That's at 4645 4th Avenue South. There are opportunities for kids of all ages to connect to. Learn more by searching Fabric Minneapolis.